Welcome, all friends of following Padropia. Today we're going to look at this, the angel with the sword, how Padropia received the wounds of Christ. Hello friends, my name is Edward Urban, presenting our channel Following Padropia, in which we examine the absolutely incredible life of the mystic, miracle worker, Capuchin monk, whose intercession is still so powerful today. If you or a friend or a loved one is in need of Padre Pio's help and intercession, then do stay tuned to our channel to find out what Padre Pio can do for you. So continuing with our story. And today we're going to be talking about the stigmata and the transverberation. And now from a slightly different source, we have a slightly different account of this, about the stigmata, and it seems a different mystical experience this time. And from this book, it says, 3 years later, when questioned by the inquisitor, that is Cardinal Carlo Ross, Padre Pio stated that the encounter with Christ and gave a more detailed account here. He said, after celebrating Mass, he stayed in the choir for his Thanksgiving prayer, when suddenly he was overtaken by a powerful trembling and then calm that followed. He said, I saw our Lord as someone who was on a cross, lamenting the ingratitude of men, especially those consecrated. So our Lord wasn't very happy with the situation of the church at that time. And he revealed his suffering and his desire to unite souls with his passion. He invited Padre Pio to partake of his sorrows and to meditate on them. And he urged me to work for my brother's salvation. And then corresponding to this internally, Padre Pio says, I felt then full of compassion for the Lord's sorrows. I asked him, what can I do? And our Lord Jesus said to him, I unite you with my passion. So are these stigmata the signs, the physical signs of being united with our Lord's passion? Padre Pio continues, once the vision had disappeared, I returned to my senses and I saw these signs that were here dripping blood. So they're bleeding from then on. Now there's a third account, and this is given 50 years later by Padre Pio in February 1967, so many, many years later. He said the crucifix transformed itself into a great exalted being with blood, and from whom there came forth beams of light with shafts of flame that wounded me in the hands and the feet. So this is receiving the stigmata in his hands and his feet. Not the same as the transverberation. My side, he says, had already been wounded in August of the same year. They're two separate accounts, but similar. And he told his friend, Padre Giuseppe Orlando, that after the vision, he was in such absolute great pain that he could not stand up. And he had to drag himself down the corridor to his cell. So we don't know if he staggered down leaning against the wall or if he literally had to swim down the passageway to his cell. That is the room where he stayed. He cleaned the wounds, the oozing wounds, and went to bed, weeping and singing hymns of thanksgiving. That's part of the fruit, isn't it? The joy which was somehow welling up. He was glad to have the opportunity to unite himself for the sufferings of Christ. He did not, however, give thanks for the visible wounds. These were always for him a great source of embarrassment and indescribable humiliation. So there was now a clear physical wound on Padre Pio's side, and 50 years later, Padre Pio wrote that this wound was still there. Doctors, of course, from time to time examined these wounds, and there are accounts given by those doctors. But that is for another video, another time. The description of the chest wound is as follows. It was on the left side, that is, of course, the heart side, a few centimeters, they say, below the nipple, a horizontal cross. So like a cross on its side, one arm of about 7 centimeters long, the other was about 3 centimeters long, and it was almost a centimeter in width. Apparently, it was very deep and also very sensitive to pain. For 50 years, they never healed. And all of that time, they gave out approximately a cup of blood or serum a day. So he's really bleeding a lot from them. But going back to our question, good or bad, what are we to make of all of this? Let's remember our Lord's counsel, by their fruits you shall know them. Now, we Catholics tend to be skeptical about mystical experiences. And of course, there's certain wisdom in that because there have been many false experiences and not every claim is always true. So they have to pass certain tests in our church, proving that they are real and authentic, not just of the imagination, but that they are of God and that they are not some clever diabolical manifestation. They have to pass all of these tests. Our church, in her wisdom, has always been very cautious about this. So what must we be looking for? What are the fruits? And I'm going to say, for a start, things like humility. Padre Pio didn't walk around saying, wow, look at my stigmata. He was very humble about them. He was embarrassed about them. He hid them away in gloves. And the only time they were ever seen were the ones on his hands when he was saying Mass, when he was obliged to take the gloves off. So we're looking for virtues, other virtues as well, and certainly not vice. Now, following this, Padre Pio experienced not only the transverberation of the heart, but also a burning love for God that now overflowed, that flowed from his heart and at times seemed to overpower him. And he wrote an account of this. He wrote to Padre Benedetto, this is in 1919, so shortly after he had received the transverberation and the stigmata, "I feel I am drowned in the immense ocean of the love of my beloved." So now this love was just welling up within him. My small heart is incapable of containing this immense love. But dear God, when you pour yourself into this little vase of my being, I suffer the agony of not being able to contain you. You have vanquished me. You have burned my insides. You have placed a river of fire within me, the immense love of God. So Padre Pio now used these phrases like river of fire, ocean of fire, and ever active volcano to describe his new spiritual state. And people have even said that when they were near him, there was now a very real, a tangible sensation of heat when they were in Padre Pio's presence. Of course, these stigmata are not a unique spiritual gift. There were others who have had the stigmata, starting with St. Francis of Assisi, way back in time. And more recently, there was St. Gemma Galgani. And also, Teresa Neumann and Anne-Catherine Emmerich appeared to bear the stigmata. But somehow, Padre Pio just stands out because of his entire life, an incredible spiritual reality which was given to us by God. Please do continue watching our most popular videos selected specially for you, and one on how to enroll your Mass pre-intentions for Mass dedicated to Padre Pio next Friday.